And for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey is standing by. Thanks for the time, Steve. So what does a plea deal for Cohen mean, then, for President Trump? After all, they say Cohen knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, I hate to say it, but we don't know. He hasn't appeared yet in federal court in New York. He's expected to do that in about 2 hours, when we'll hear more likely from him about the terms of this deal. But it's something that could directly impact the president and the investigation by the special counsel of his campaign and its ties with Russia. Because, as you said, Rebecca, Cohen does know where the bodies are buried. He's been a longtime confidant and fixer for the president, and having access to him could be crucial for the special counsel.
Does he face any other charges that he has yet to go to trial for?
We don't even know exactly what the charges are relating to this plea deal. We do know that federal prosecutors have been probing his bank records, his communications with the Trump campaign, and information not only on this hush money, but also on possible charges stemming from bank and tax fraud and also campaign finance violations.
Okay. And meanwhile, Paul Manafort's trial, the jury is said to be struggling with one of the counts against him. I mean, how does this all put together for the president?
Well, the president has been calling this, as you know, especially on Twitter, a rigged witch hunt, and especially ramped up his attacks on Robert Mueller a lot, even yesterday calling him disgraced and discredited. So it's clear that the president wants this investigation to wrap up. But listen, there's not going to be any sign of this wrapping up anytime soon. There's so much going on. Even after this trial with Paul Manafort, if we do get a verdict and the jury isn't, say, hung on any of these counts, then he's got another trial to face next month in the District of Columbia, where he's charged with obstruction of justice. So the road in this investigation is still a long one.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us. We appreciate your time. That's Steve Dorsey, CBS News correspondent.